We have a special speaker today. As I said before, you'll see a blue insert in your bulletin that lists out some next steps that you can take. Among those next steps are seeing the resource table at the back of the room. We've got some free handouts for you that are really helpful, so just little one-sheet handouts. You can take those as well, but work through this and just be praying. As I said before, this is a difficult topic, and we don't want to be a kind of place that's afraid of difficult topics. Also acknowledge the difficulty of the topic. So we're praying that the Spirit would help us to deal with this. We do week after week what's called expository preaching here, which means we have a habit of preaching through books of the Bible. And so what that does is that helps us to not just preach on our own hobby horse every week or avoid difficult topics. But then occasionally we'll deal with what we would call a topical sermon, where we will say there's an issue in the culture, or maybe there's an issue in the scriptures that we need to especially deal with and kind of take some time to deal with that. And so we do that from time to time as well. That's what we're going to be doing today as we deal with the issue of pornography. Pornography is really the number one kind of alternate savior in our culture right now, I would say. There might be others. You might be able to debate me over that point, but it is one of the big ones. And so we want to deal with that issue. What I normally do, kind of my habit of preaching, is probably about 80% of what I'm doing when I'm looking at the scriptures with you in a sermon is 80% explaining what the text means, and then about 20% talking about the issues in our culture and in our lives. What you're going to hear from our guest speaker today is going to flip that a little bit. So he's going to be doing the same things I do, but about 80% of it will be issues in our culture with 20% explanation of what the scripture is asking of us. So that's going to feel a little different. Just want to acknowledge that, but also want to say we're doing this on purpose because we feel like God is calling us to deal with this difficult topic. So I want to welcome John Fobert up and thank him for being with us today. John is he's a professional. He's an academic, a PhD that's a professor at Oklahoma State University and is, you know, well-known in his field and has written many books, and so he's got professional qualifications, but also as a brother in Christ, he's got personal qualifications. He's a godly man that loves his wife and loves his children. I've seen that up close because he's married to my cousin. So we're close friends. We're brothers in Christ, and so I just want to thank you for being here. Thanks for loving my family, but thank you also for loving my broader family, my church family, and thanks for being here today. Appreciate it.
And thank you so much for the kind introduction and for all of you being here. I have to admit it's not only an honor to stand here, it's a little intimidating. I've known Dave now for 17 years and listened to almost every sermon he preached.